All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Ali Haji, the CEO of ION Energy. And Ali, it's good to have you back again. How are you?
Doing well, Stephen. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, lots of stuff to talk about today. First off, the maiden drill program at your project in Mongolia is completed. First, let's remind everyone a little bit about your project specifically, and then we'll talk about the drilling that happened.
Yeah, absolutely. Bab Iol, our flagship license, is 81,000 hectares located in Sukhbuzar province, so in the Gobi Desert of Mongolia, located about 24 kilometers from the Chinese border. 81,000 hectares obviously being quite vast, we had to be quite calculated as far as our exploration program that we've just completed our maiden drilling on has been announced.
Yeah, so you've completed 21 core drill holes, about 823 meters. What was the general plan for this particular program?
The plan was to understand the lithography and the static stratigraphy, really get a sense of what the layers are like. We knew that the brine was there. It had yet to be pulled up to surface, and we had done some CSAMT and some microseismic back in October last year, if you recall. So this drilling program using a diamond core RC rig really allowed us to pull up those core samples, as well as reach the brine and bring that up to surface to have it sampled in Mongolia. So as you mentioned, 21 holes, just over 800 meters drilled. Not deep holes in that regard, and that sort of matches the hypothesis that we've been working under, which is these aquifers are not very far below surface, but they do in fact extend a vast amount of land.
Ali, what did this drill program tell you, and what does it now lead to?
Well, they validated the hypothesis that we had essentially prepared the company upon, which is the Russian and Mongolian governments had done some work to pull up an aquifer from beneath the surface back in the 50s, and then in the 90s. In 2016, the University of Science and Technology extracted some brine samples and tested them with an average grade of 426 ppm, a max grade of 811 ppm. And our microseismic program that happened in October, November last year ultimately allowed us to put the drills down in those very locations where that brine exists. So having proven that we have in fact hit brine, the quality of which has yet to be determined by the labs in country, really just tells us that our entire hypothesis as a company and as the assets, as far as the assets are concerned, has been validated. So we're extremely excited and extremely pleased with the results.
And when do you expect to get the quality test back? Is that something that takes a while, or is it fairly quick?
Well, COVID has a number of labs backed up,
yeah.
as I'm sure you can imagine. But the labs in Mongolia, there are a number of different options that are ISO certified to the level that is required for international accreditation. We have ALS Labs, that's a Canadian company that will likely be doing half our testing. And then we have SGS as well, which is a global outfit that I think most of us or most of our viewers are familiar with. The timelines with respect to results are anything between 3 to 6 weeks. We expect to trickle out those results as they become available to us as a company and their deemed material. But I think beyond that, what folks can look forward to is we're rethinking how we're going to go back on the ground based on these results. So we've done our maiden program. We're about to embark on our secondary program, but we will be conducting a maiden program at Urugachnaren in the coming weeks as well. And that's our secondary license at 29,000 hectares in Dorn Gobi.
All right. Well, it's going to remain busy for sure. Ali, congratulations on getting this maiden drill program done. We look forward to talking about more of these results and also the next one as well when it becomes available. So great to see you again.
You as well. Thank you very much.
All right. Ali Haji, the CEO of ION Energy.